Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What We Spend is a new podcast that explores something we almost never talk about. Every week, you'll hear a different guest share everything they spend their money on. What We Spend is available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
NFL quarterback Aaron Rodgers is confirming rumors that he is indeed married. The 41-year-old, who just signed a deal with the Pittsburgh Steelers, telling reporters the wedding took place a couple months ago. Last December, Rodgers revealed he was dating a woman named Brittany, but didn't share any other details.
That's how CBS is treating Aaron Rodgers' first day in a Steelers uniform. Larry Richard with anchorman Paul Rasmussen, and to your points earlier this morning, can't remember so much attention to one sports person in a long, long time anticipated.
I told Jeff Hathorn, I said, I can't recall a sports figure dominating the news cycle like this since Big Ben.
Yeah, it's been a while. And by the way, today we're supposed to officially meet the Penguins' new coach, poor Dan Muse. People are like, huh? And by the way, he looks a little like Pirates broadcaster Joe Block.
You got to bring that up.
I will watch you.
Is it Friday at 9:35?
Just like Kyle Dubas of the Penguins, who looks a lot like Corey O'Connor, or vice versa.
Oh, by the way, I'm watching some of the interviews at the U.S. Open.
Yeah.
And I happened to catch the one with Scottie Scheffler, and he had like a pretty heavy beard growth. And just the way he was sitting there and kind of some of the facial movements reminded me of Carl Spackler from Caddyshack.
I wouldn't mention that to him.
No. He's a great guy, but I mean, that's just what went through my head.
That's hilarious. All right, so Aaron Rodgers spoke after the mandatory minicamp on the south side yesterday. Your Pittsburgh Steeler quarterback, number 8, Aaron Rodgers.
Good to be out here with the guys. Still learning the offense. Good to be in a jersey and cleats again.
Aaron was asked why it took so long.
You know, I was dealing with a lot of things in my personal life. Some things improved a little bit where I felt like I could fully be all in here with the guys. Had a great conversation with Mike throughout the entire process and Omar, but it's good to get that done and get behind us. I think it starts with Mike Tomlin. I mean, I've been a fan of his for a long time. There's a few iconic franchises in the NFL. I played for one of them for 18 years. This is another one of those. There's something special about, obviously, this area. So many great quarterbacks are from Pittsburgh. I feel like Pittsburgh has been a part of my career from the beginning, playing for Mike McCarthy for 13 years, having Tom Clements, or Tommy Clements, depending on how old you are, as my quarterback coach forever, Dom Capers, Kevin Green, Darren Perry, Ben McAdoo, Frank Cignetti, Luke Getsy. I don't want to forget anybody, but a lot of Yinzers in my life.
A lot of Yinzers in my life. I'm sure a lot of fans got a kick out of that. And then, interesting, because, you know, he has a reputation as being a little atypical, let's say. But listen to what he says about what he hopes to bring to the team.
Well, I think I just want to be a servant leader here and just pass on the knowledge that I have of 20 years, the experience, and just try and fit in with the guys, get to know them, let them get to know me. Just enjoy the process. You know, this is... Everything's new. It's like the first day of school. I don't know a lot of guys' names. They don't have names on the back of the jerseys here. They don't have names on the doors in the meeting rooms. I literally walk out of the locker room lost, trying to grab somebody. Hey, where am I going? But I'll get the feel of it, and I'm excited about making this home.
And, of course, he loves the town and the fans.
I love the Greenfield Avenue area. Mike told me to say that. No, I mean, this is a blue-collar town. You know, the history of this great area is building the structure of the country. So... A lot of great people here, great fan base. You know, we played here over the years. They even got their own song they play, you know, late in the third or in the fourth quarter. But it's a special, special place to play sports. Just great, great blue-collar people, and I'm excited to meet some of the fans along the way.
Additionally, Aaron Rodgers went on to talk about the youngest quarterback, the Ohio State QB, Will Howard.
What did he say?
He said he sat next to him. He said he's a great young man. He said we had a lot of talk. Just in a short period of time they've been, he said, I'll be spending a lot of time with him and trying to help him in any way I can, because Will Howard may represent the future, but the future for the Steelers with Aaron Rodgers is now. So
you can hear that in one of his responses.
Yeah.
Talking about being a servant leader, he kind of senses the moment.
He does. He said he owes a lot to the game, and he decided to do this. It was a decision made, quote, for his soul. And he's, as you heard in our second piece there, a big fan of Coach Mike Tomlin. So,
one thing I wanted to say that's related to this topic on the Steelers. I read this morning about the draft pick, the linebacker Jack Sawyer.
The other Ohio State player.
Yeah. And you really like him.
I do.
Yeah. Well, guess what? The coach is quoted as saying, the linebacker's coach, is quoted as saying that when he was drafted and they were contacting him, he was asking for the playbook right then.
I like this young man. The two
wow.
guys they got from Ohio State, Will Howard will have his day, and it might not be tomorrow, but just put a mark on that. He's going to be the future.
Well, he's in a great spot right now because he's learning from the NFL's best quarterback at the moment.
What would you, if you're going to have somebody mentor.
If you're looking at a career.
A young quarterback, how about Aaron Rodgers?
And I don't mean any disrespect to Pat Mahomes. He's a great quarterback, but he's not at the end of his career.
So that said, the other news from camp, which kind of got buried after it was first broke that T.J. Watt was not participating. He is under contract and will be fined for his non-appearance. He's seeking a new contract.
Yeah, he wants an extension, and he wants more money than Cleveland's Myles Garrett, who got $160 million for 4 years.
But is he happy, Myles?
Marty used to say this every once in a while, and it's a good point. How thick does the steak have to be?
Amen. Found our town this week. Don't forget Sunday is Father's Day, hint, hint. U.S. Open officially gets underway tomorrow morning in the 6 a.m. hour, and we'll be broadcasting from Oakmont Bakery the next two mornings, 5:30 until 10, and it'll be interesting to see who frequents. Maybe some famous people come in, Paul, and of course we'll harass them if they do. But I got a story that I wanted to share with everybody because this is something I thought about when this drug came on the market. All right, you ready? Aaron?
I'm ready.
McDonald's is losing money, and their shares are dropping thanks to all the weight that people are losing courtesy of the weight loss drugs. A firm called Redburn Atlantic downgraded the burger giant's stock two notches from buy to sell, and their shares took a nosedive. The company is blaming the economy of Ozempic, creating people who are less likely to eat as much. So experts say the GLP-1s are not a fad, so McDonald's should prepare themselves for a whopping $428 million a year drop in revenue.
Well, let me tell you, they're right, because when I took Ozempic for a short time, I would bring some things to eat for lunch and eat half of them.
Really?
I would feel full that quickly. It changes the hormone that tells you you're full.
And how much, if you don't mind me asking, at that time, weight did you lose?
I think I'd lost about 15 pounds, but I had to stop. There was an unexpected side effect. And I'm going to be restarting, by the way.
With a different one of those?
No, the same one. Yeah.
That's Ozempic?
Yeah. I'd like to try and see how far I can go with it.
And Aaron, have you talked to anyone who's utilized it?
I have, actually. And like you said, there are so many different ones out there, Ozempic being the most known. But I believe this wholeheartedly because I remember who I was speaking to. I didn't understand it first. And Paul, you just broke it down again. It changes your body's way of saying, hey, I'm hungry or I'm full. Right. And so basically, you know, ensuing a calorie deficit. So that's kind of a hard hit for McDonald's.
You know, even when I would go out to eat with friends, you know, I'd be looking at the menu at that time in terms of what's the smallest portion, because I don't want to take any home, you know?
Well, there are many factors, and many of the restaurants, I think, actually serve too much in many cases.
Oh, yeah. Yes, absolutely.
And when you think about it, I just remember a long time ago somebody saying, don't...
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What We Spend is a new podcast that explores something we almost never talk about. Every week, you'll hear a different guest share everything they spend their money on. What We Spend is available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Drink all your calories, meaning drinks with sugar in them. And, you know, so if you...
Or in my case, bourbon.
Well, and then you see... Well, let's not get hasty, but you see people go, I don't know, you name the fast food joint, and they have free refills.
Right.
Now, they've purchased the largest cup they can get.
Yep.
And then they'll go back.
This is right.
Or think about the movies, too. You get the large popcorn, you get free refills, yeah, or a slushie. Oh, my. And you're not even thinking about it.
See, we live in a culture that big food is marketed as a good thing.
Right. So true.
But and here's what's interesting to me is when I went to Italy, I was shocked. The Italians, especially in the outer villages, aren't overweight. It was the tourists.
Mm-hmm.
And they walk around everywhere still. You know, they don't overeat, obviously. And I thought, this is pretty simple, basic. And at its rudimentary level, my father-in-law used to say, I don't know why everybody talks about all these weight loss programs and do this, do that. He goes, just don't eat so much.
I can name a pretty healthy group in Pennsylvania.
The Pennsylvania Dutch.
You got
Amish.
It. Yep.
Yep.
What do they do? Almost everywhere. Work outside.
So. You know,
they're basically telling us to go back to our roots.
They eat their own vegetables that they raise right there in their farms.
Yeah, so. It's funny you said that you really resonated with me on the choosing things on a menu where you don't feel like you're forced to eat it all.
Yeah. Big food doesn't impress me for that very reason, even when I'm not, you know, losing weight, although I've lost a fair amount of weight over my lifetime. But, you know, I had a plateau and I've been kind of stuck there. I'd like to lose maybe 20, 30 more if I could.
Well, when are you starting back up?
As soon as the doctor gives me the green light.
We'll track it. I'm curious because there are a lot of people now. The original reason that they came up with these drugs was to help, in particular, diabetics.
And that's me.
So if you drop below a certain weight level, it helps tremendously, as I understand.
Yes, it lowers your average blood sugar level.
And that's type 2, right?
Yes, sir.
All right. Ozempic. What's the other one?
Wegovy's one of them. Yep.
So places like McDonald's, if this trend continues, are going to have to rethink what they do.
They may have to come up with an SLP-1 menu.
What's SLP?
That's the jargon term for these weight loss drugs.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, they may have to come up with an Ozempic menu.
Or as my late father-in-law said, don't eat so much.
No, marketing smaller portions would appeal to the people on that drug.
All right. Oh, look who's entered the studio. Christine Sorensen will be talking about Kidsburg. Good morning, Christine.
Good morning. Good to be back.
Do you know anybody that's on Ozempic?
Oh, a lot. Oh, yeah.
And it's working for them, obviously?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, a lot of them have had a lot of success.
And they say they just don't have the hunger level that they had before, yeah. At its basic level.
Yeah, yeah. And they've struggled for years to lose weight.
And we've talked about its impact on fast food places and things. You know, it's starting to be a real monetary impact.
Interesting.
All right.
Never thought of that.
We're going to talk stuff coming up.
Lots of good stuff to do.
You know, it's Father's Day Sunday. Just, I know you know. Just in case. Hey, Marty Griffin, 10 Until Baseball, the rubber match between the Pirates and the Marlins at PNC Park. And every Wednesday at this time, we welcome Marty's wife, Christine Sorensen, KDK TV anchorwoman. Hope you had a successful grad party for Chloe.
Everything went so great. It was so exciting. So many fun, like positive things when a kid graduates from high school for us. We had a fantastic grad party, graduation. We lucked out with all this rain. There was no rain on the day of our graduation and the day of our party.
You did squeeze in that window and I saw the pizza truck. How was the pizza?
Oh, incredible. Yes. Cucina Bella has a pizza truck, which they delivered to our house, a pizza oven, I should say, on a trailer. And oh my gosh, it was fantastic. It's one of my favorites.
Well, good. Now, Vince, you've got all summer. And now all the moms and dads that have the summer with the kids, that's where you come in. But let's start with Sunday.
Yes. Happy Father's Day, Larry.
Thank you.
Yeah. So we want to celebrate our dads this Sunday. And on Father's Day, the Pittsburgh Botanic Garden has a really fun way you can do that by making dad's gift while you're there, okay? So you don't even have to get him something ahead of time. You and your dad can make a terrarium. If you don't know what those are, they're like those little glass boxes with plants in them and rocks and stuff. And you register ahead of time. It is $50. And while you're there, check out the gorgeous gardens. If you haven't been to Pittsburgh Botanic Garden and you're not sure what or where it is, it's kind of near the Settlers Ridge area off the Parkway West and like Robinson area. It's incredible parks that you can walk through that's been all reclaimed and planted. And there's this gorgeous lotus pond. It's like a Japanese style lotus pond with a bridge, but just installed a couple weeks ago is this incredible sculpture that is basically like a web that's hung over the pond with like a football field length of fabric hanging down from it in ribbons of rainbow colors, and it flows and dips and sways in the wind. It's absolutely gorgeous. I saw the video. I cannot wait to see it in person.
Where did we see this?
This is at the Pittsburgh Botanic Garden. It's just for the summer.
And where is that?
It's like Settlers Ridge exit area of the Parkway West. Yeah, like near Robinson.
I've never been there.
It's so beautiful. It's all reclaimed from an old slag mine. And it's just absolutely beautiful. All these paths you can walk through. So it'd be a great way to spend Father's Day. If you can't get out then, I do want to mention they have all kind of fun activities throughout the summer. So check out the Pittsburgh Botanic Garden calendar. And on kidsburg.org, we highlight those like the story time and crafting in the garden, as well as the young artists in the garden.
All right. And I have some special music for this.
Oh, good.
For our next Kidsburg. You ready?
Yes.
Dean Martin.
I love it. Yes, we've got Dippy the Dinosaur at the Carnegie Museum of Natural History. If you don't know who Dippy is, he's that massive dinosaur sculpture, right? Right outside when you drive up through Oakland and you're coming to the museums there. And technically, he's the Diplodocus Carnegie.
Well, I'm impressed.
Yes. And this Saturday, they have Dino Fest from 10 to 5. You can drop in anytime during that registration. They suggest advanced registration, but there's no extra cost. Just pay to get into the museum. of Natural History, Carnegie Museum of Natural History, and you're going to have so much fun. They've got all kind of activities designed for kids, ideally around age 5 to 12, but really any age kids can enjoy this. You can identify fossils as a dinosaur detective. You can measure Dippy, how long he is from snout to tail. You can turn classic yoga poses into paleo-themed movements during dino yoga. This is just
dino yoga.
Yes, exactly, right? So many fun things happening.
It's just like goat yoga.
There you go. Not exactly, but
have you
of.
Ever done yoga?
Oh, I love yoga.
Absolutely. Oh, yeah. Remember you and Marty and me and...
Well, that was bar.
We tried bar. It was similar.
I wouldn't... They're kind of different. Yeah, yoga I kind of see as more relaxing and stretching, whereas bar was definitely more like strength training.
Definitely more engaged with Marty's niece.
Yes, yes, exactly. Mara is very good at and loves the yoga. Now, I'm sorry, the bar.
This next thing, so important. We have talked about it. I remember my dad saying, why don't they teach young people more about money?
Well, in fact, speaking of that, just a few years ago, Pennsylvania became the 25th state to enact legislation requiring high school students to take personal finance before graduating. That kicks in the 26-27 school year. But, you know, it is never too early to start teaching your kids about money. And Kidsburg has a great article about it right now where you can take time this summer to teach them about money.
The big difference for us growing up is the fact that, you know, everything is more and more cashless now.
Mm.
It's one thing when you're handling cash. So if you worked for an hour, you could tell your kids that effort you had for that hour. Now think about that when you're buying anything, how many hours it took you to work to earn that. With the cards, it's just, where's this money coming from? It's just as if it's magic.
It's really true. And it is hard to conceptualize, right, when it's just a number in a bank account somewhere. And I also think that with the student loan issues, kids are making probably one of the, if not the most important and life-changing financial decisions of their lives when they're 17 or 18. I mean, it's pretty incredible, but it's true. You have to think of it that way, which is really one reason it's great to get them to start thinking about finances. And Kidsburg makes it fun. They've got all these great websites where you can teach your kids about money. And they've got three great challenges for this summer. So one, track spending for a week. Have your kids see where their money's going, how they're spending things. Write it down and then look at that. Number two, set a savings goal, whether it's $5.50, maybe more depending on if they have a job, and then put that money aside. And the third one is learn one new financial concept every month. Maybe it's credit scores, maybe it's investing, whatever they're interested in. In fact, just yesterday, my kids had been expressing interest in investing. So just yesterday, we actually, the three kids and I, met with our financial advisor, and they gave us a great lesson about investing. And we're the kids, 18 and 20 now, my two oldest, are actually going to open a Roth IRA with the money that they've been making. And they're going to see how it is going to grow because they're starting so much younger.
Great stuff. Kidsburg.org. Christine, thank you. Are you sticking around with Marty?
I am, yes. I'll be here till, 11?
And we'll check in with Marty coming up.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know how you always want to know about everyone else's money? Well, then listen to What We Spend, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.